Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision. For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. And this is Planet Rick with Rick Hector. Yes, Planet Rick. As we come down out of low orbit and throw the landing gear down, my man Rick is there with some Negro Modelo and, you know, it's time to, you know, hang out with him for a little bit. How's it going?
Hey, man, it's going good. You know, I'm in a good mood. The weather is moderate, man. It's not burning up outside. It's not steaming. You know, it's, the temperature is it's tolerable, man. You know,
right?
A little rain a little few days ago, man. But, you know, it's amazing how your mood can be tied to the weather sometimes, you know. But
mine definitely is. Mine definitely is. In June around here, it's like the Philippines. It's always getting cloudy and everything, and, I mean, it just bugs me.
So it's July now. What's happening in July?
It has been, the weather's been pretty good, pretty sunny for the first half of July. I hope it stays sunny for a while. Our summers seem to start later and go on longer, because, like, in October of last year, I was down in Reevesville, South Carolina, taking a red dot sight class with Steve Fisher, and it was 103 degrees in October.
Oh, man. That sounds unbearable.
It was hellish. Anyway. Anyway. What are we talking about today, sir?
Oh, man, we're talking about a lot of things, man, but before we get into the main subject that I want to focus on for tonight, man, it's just the thing that I am, like, most concerned about with this big women's shooting event that I do every year. Well, first and foremost, I'm sure I mentioned that it's going on, and we're going to have it despite all of the distractions and the delays we've had.
Outstanding.
Shutdown. It's going to happen, man. You know what? By sheer force of will, I am going to will this thing to happen, man.
Okay.
And there are things that, you know, in one respect, you know, it's like a real good thing to happen, but then it can have negative consequences for, you know, an event that you thought. Like, for example, we've been on shutdown for so long, and then when we came out of it, and now, you know, firearms instructors are able to operate and conduct classes and do training, and if you've been following the national media, people are buying up guns and left and right, and you know what? The thing that I like about the fact of all these new people that are buying guns is that they're seeking out training, right? So you got record number of gun sales, record number of first-time buyers, record number of people seeking training. So that's good word. That's good news for firearms instructors such as me and my counterparts and my colleagues.
Yes, sir.
Well, if that's happening right around the time I'm asking them to, you know, donate a day or two of a particular weekend during this very, you know, very hot season, this very high demand season for firearms training, man. A lot of them, quite a few are busy conducting classes and doing training. So it's kind of like a catch-22 that I find myself in. So right now, I've been developing an inordinate amount of time shaking some trees I haven't shook in a while to make sure I have adequate manpower to make sure that we can do the event, you know, efficiently, quickly, and safely.
How many range safety officers do you have to have when you have an event that size?
Well, I mean, you know, it's not necessarily that I need to have, so I always like to have a few, you know, because every person who's actually doing the instruction with the students is like a firearms instructor, you know, someone that I personally know have been vetted or they got some documented experience or credentials. So, you know, just to have, you know, a few, you know, maybe a couple for every 10, you know, just to sit back and watch everything that's going on and serve as backup in case anything unusual or strange happens. You know, I don't really need range safety officers per se. You know, they're always cool to have around, and I don't mean that, you know, to belittle, you know, the value that they bring to the whole shooting environment and the shooting thing, because I'm a range safety officer and chief range safety officer myself. But, you know, when you're doing an event like this, the prime focus, man, is making sure I have enough instructors. And that is where my focus is right now, making sure I have enough instructors, because this event is now a two-day event, one day on Saturday and one day on Sunday, and I need to make sure that I have enough people to satisfy this demand of people who are going to be coming in. And you know what? With all these record number of gun sales, I imagine there should be a record number of people that seeking out free training. That's the way I see it, or maybe I'm not seeing it wrong.
Well, I mean, it really depends on the fact of some people, some of these new people, realizing they actually need to train, doesn't it? I mean, listen, if I'm up there and, you know, you would contact me and say, hey, Bill, do you want to do some free training this weekend? I'd be like, I'm bringing the coffee, you know?
I would hope that if you're a novice to guns and firearms and you have a desire to just jump right out and buy a gun because you think, you know, what you're seeing in the local and national media, you know, the economy, we're still dealing with the after effects of COVID, and we don't know what the situation is going to be once all of these government giveaways go away and all these jobs that have disappeared, you know, whether they're going to come back. You know, if you have this thought in the back of your mind that, you know, there might be some, you know, really interesting times ahead, then, yeah, the forward-thinking people are going to be like, yeah, maybe I should buy a gun. Yeah, maybe I should get some accessories. Yeah, maybe I should get some training. You know, maybe I should do all of those things. And you know what? In a class would probably be high priority. And if they're taking all these classes and all my counterparts and colleagues are busy running classes and doing training, it kind of puts my community service event not on high priority in the minds of a lot of these instructors. And I don't mind that, you know, because I get it, because when I first set up this event, I intentionally put it at a time of the year when demand at gun ranges are relatively low. So now I happen to be in a season that's typically, you know, more active, plus on the fact that a lot of firearms instructors are like really eager to train, and there's a record number of people looking to buy training. So it's making my task a little more challenging, man, but I'm up for it, and I'm focusing on it, and I'm shaking a lot of trees I haven't shook in a while, and looking in places I haven't looked before. But you know what? Knowing me, I'll find a way to find the number of instructors I need to make it happen.
Well, I've got some ideas for this, and we'll talk about this when we get back. We're headed to the first break. Please, if you would, tell them how they would find you.
My name is Rick, R-I-C-K. Last name is Hector, E-C-T-O-R. My flagship website is Detroit CCW. I'm also at Legally Armed in Detroit, at Detroit CCW on YouTube. Over 2,200 videos I have independently produced for your viewing and educational pleasure and edification.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
CZ USA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZ USA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
With gun theft on the rise, it's crucial that law-abiding citizens hide their guns from criminals who are now becoming desperate. Learn exactly how with the newly updated Hide Your Guns e-manual, written by a former U.S. Special Forces officer who now reveals his field-tested secrets. Whether it's sneaky ways to hide your guns in plain sight or using extremely clever hiding places that even skilled thieves will never suspect, learn how to hide other valuables too, like cash, gold coins, credit cards, so that they're safe from thieves but back in your hands instantly when needed. All this week, get 4 free bonuses when you order Gun Debate Bootcamp, How to Argue with Liberals About Guns and Win Every Time audio program, our No BS Home Defense Report, the best-selling Your Home, Your Fortress e-manual, and a special mystery bonus worth $25. Go to hideyourguns.com. That's hideyourguns.com. Don't let your guns be stolen and used in a crime. Go to hideyourguns.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at Aero. ArrowPrecisionUSA.com. We're talking to Rick Ector from Legally Armed in Detroit, and he's talking about his dilemma that he's having getting enough instructors to come and work with him when he trains 1,000 women over 2 days, gives them some free training on how to shoot a gun. But I have an idea, Rick.
Hey, man, I love ideas. I'm always open. You know what? I am like a sponge. I am open. I'm like telling the universe, bring it to me.
Well, I mean, the first thing that strikes me is that in Detroit, you have to be one of the more well-known firearms instructors. Am I correct in that one?
I'm pretty up there, yeah. Probably B guy, but, you know, I'm not bragging or anything.
Well, I would imagine that for these instructors, that this would be an enormous pool of people that could come and take training with them after this. How many rounds do these people get to shoot when they're training with you to on this free training?
For this introductory lesson, man, it's only 21 rounds.
Yes, this is all kinds of possibilities. This is all kinds of commercial opportunity for these guys to get in there and actually do something with these people after, you know, just have them say, look, bring a box of business cards with you and pass them out to everybody that you see.
That's the usual, that's the standard sales pitch to get, you know, cooperation and participation from instructors in the event during the slow part of the year. It makes it a no-brainer. But when these guys, and myself included, you know, there isn't a day that goes by that I'm not able to keep up with the calls. And while I'm on the phone talking to people, you know, I'm steady getting messages that's getting sent to voicemail because I'm on the phone. And, I mean, some of these people are like, they have absolutely no clue of what to do with this gun that they just bought. And they have a ton of questions, you know, before they even commit to, you know, signing up for a class because they went into a shop and I guess the salesman just shoved a gun into their shopping cart and just grabbed their credit cards and processed it and kicked them out the door. But, you know, they have a ton of questions, man. It's like I'm kind of doing what should have been done, you know, at the gun shops. But I'm not complaining, man, because every person I talk to is another opportunity to educate the customer, to demonstrate my knowledge, and to say, hey, I'm your guy that you should call when you're ready to take the class. So, you know, it's part of the territory, man, you know. And plus now, I don't know if I even said this before, but usually I have to advertise, you know, in years past. I have yet to place an ad, man. It's all like, hey, I did a Google search. Hey, I remember you from social media. Hey, I saw you on this show or I saw this video. It's like all, you know, organic, you know, where I'm actually out promoting and paying for ads or right, running, you know, things. It's all organic and it's great. But on the other hand, it's kind of like, if other instructors are experiencing this same phenomenon I am, and I suspect they are, that, you know, it's kind of tight to pull them more. It's easy to pull an instructor, you know, off the couch when the phones aren't ringing, you know, during the slow part of the year and say, hey, here's a great opportunity for you to get some customers, you know, work with them one-on-one in the shooting booth. You know, if you do at least a decent job of working with them, they will at least consider you. If not, you know, sign up for a class, you know, right on the spot. But, man, I have never seen such a feeding frenzy for gun sales and firearms training. You know, this is probably the most intense I've seen it since I've been, you know, in the gun industry, like 12, 13 years now, man.
Yeah. This is bigger than it was in 2013.
It's intense, man. It's really, really intense. But I'm not complaining, man, because you know what? There's going to be a time probably when things slow down, you know, and be like, man, you remember 2020? Wasn't that crazy? You know, and we'll all have stories to share by the campfire. But, you know, the other thing that's big news and I'm kind of bummed out about that I heard about literally last night is the Gun Rights Policy Conference. They canceled the physical conference, right, where we actually were to get together from all over the country and go down to Florida this year.
Sure.
And, you know, get together for speeches and presentations. And the thing that I really like about it, too, not only do you get the updates from people who are the subject matter experts in their field of expertise in the gun industry, but all the networking that goes on there, man, with all the people, the who's who of the gun rights world, a lot of people who may not necessarily be, superstars in the popular media, but if you're grounded in the gun rights community, you know who these people are. You know, they're the men and women that file the lawsuits and that win the cases, the people that do the events that everybody's talking about, and they're sharing notes about successes and opportunities for improvement. But the thing that I miss most, man, is the conversations that happen, you know, outside the meeting room, man, where you just meeting people, you know, that you haven't met before, seeing people that you've met from years past, man. And it's like a big family reunion. And, you know, the family in the tent gets bigger and bigger every year. So now this year is going to be online. You know, like, conference is going to be online. All the speakers, I guess, maybe they'll be at their laptops, and at their appointed time, they'll probably beam in and do their presentation, you know, and there'll be no networking, you know, there'll be no physical contact, there'll be no, you know, conversations, man, there'll be no fellowship, no meals, you know, and maybe an occasional drink later on that evening, man. No, none of that, man. And wow, I'm just totally bummed out.
Yeah, I was talking with Mark Walters about that, and at the time, he was asking me, like you do and a few others have, if I was going to go. And I was like, well, you know, Alan invited me. It's within driving distance. I was thinking about doing it, but right. Then, you know, I heard it had been canceled as well. So I don't know if it's going to be due to the venue or the people are just, you know what, we'll talk about this when we get back. How about that? Before we go to break, tell everybody how to find you.
I am Rick Ector, R-I-C-K, last name E-C-T-O-R. I have a blog, Legally Armed in Detroit. I have a YouTube channel, Detroit CCW, on YouTube, over 2,200 videos and counting. I'll be uploading more tonight on my YouTube channel about personal protection, self-defense, and everything that you need to keep your family safe.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain, benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles. Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
With Democratic-led cities such as Chicago and Portland being resistant to help from the federal government, the mayor of Kansas City, Missouri, Quentin Lucas, tells MSNBC local law enforcement has a good relationship with their federal counterparts.
We all want murder solved. We want murderers off the streets. We agree with that narrow focus, and our local police department has worked with the FBI, ATF for years.
The Democratic-led House Financial Services Committee is holding a hearing, virtually, of course, on the economic recovery during the coronavirus pandemic. In the hearing, the Democrats are mainly focusing on the HEROES Act, which Republican Congressman Patrick McHenry says,
"This is the day in the middle of a crisis as we speed toward another disaster of this fiscal cliff. House Democrats chose to have a hearing on a bill that passed over 2 months ago.
USA Radio News. As the protests continue in Portland, Oregon, now the protesters are revealing what they're exactly after. A group of protesters telling the city's Democratic mayor what they're looking for. Their demands include defunding the Portland Police Bureau by at least 50% and reinvesting it in the communities, especially the black community. They're hoping to free all the protesters from jail and get federal law enforcement out of Portland. They also want the mayor to resign. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill are taking notice, and Republican Senator from Texas introducing a bill that says,
if you attack a federal courthouse, the answer ought to be you're going to be arrested, you're going to be put in jail, you're going to stay in jail a long time.
Senator Cruz speaking there on Fox News. A Senate committee moved to ban the use of TikTok on government devices. The Senate Committee on Homeland Security and Government Affairs unanimously passed the bill that was proposed by Senator Josh Hawley that would ban government devices from using the Chinese social media app. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision. For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are speaking with Rick Ector, as we do.
Right, and you were saying you were going to share something with me, right?
I can't remember what it was, though. We were talking, what were we talking about? We were talking about... say it again?
We were talking about the gun rights policy. That was the last thing I know I was talking about.
Yeah, I just think it makes me wonder if it's the venue that's discouraging people from coming, or if it's the people themselves that are worried about this, or because you know, I'm not one of those. I'm not a convenient science denier. I just go with the regular old science that the regular old people throw around. Like the regular, right. You know, if a doc, I've been looking at all these doctors that have children, all these pediatricians that have children, mm-hmm. And when you ask them, hey, do you want your kids to go to school? All of them say, I can't wait for them to go back to school. It's gonna...
Right, these are the real world doctors, the doctors with practical experience on top of their book learning and education.
Yeah.
They can identify with the regular Joe and Sue citizens about what some of the consequences are of leaving kids out of school and having them shoved and encaged in the house all day, yeah. That's what I like. I like professionals who have real-world experience, man.
And they're practical. I like that they're practical. Yeah.
And
anyway.
People can relate to it. So, you know, here's the thing. You know, it's the thing that I'm going to miss most, man, is like the interaction with the people and what folks are doing, lessons learned, what I'm doing, what maybe am I missing, what opportunities am I not capitalizing on. You know, it's all the things I think that make. I think this be after the main part of the day is over, say 4 or 5 o'clock, and you go have supper, you have dinner, and it's the after dinner conversation and the socializing and the groups to get together and talk about, you know, different projects that they want to pull people on, man. To me, that's the real benefit of going to a conference, man. Not only do you hear, you know, the presentations on the topics that were scheduled, but, I mean, it's the informal discussions and projects that, you know, or maybe it was something you heard and you wanted more information, and the speakers are right there, and they're approachable and they're accessible, which is why I'm going to continue to say, man, you got to go to GRPC at least once. I mean, the real deal, where it's like actually at a live venue. And, you know, I don't want to sound like a Debbie Downer or anything, but, you know, this online thing, man, you know, it is what it is, you know. But, you know, whoever made the call, you know, they had to consider everything. And I'm sure that when they considered some things that I'm not privy to, it was the right call to make, so. I'm not going to down the decision. I'm just going to say I'm disappointed. I'm not going to be able to see all my friends from all over the country. That's all.
I'm waiting to see what happens with the SHOT Show. I think there, you know, I'm beginning to wonder if there's going to be one.
Oh, well, I bet the people who run SHOT Show are mulling that over right now as we speak.
Well, you know, I mean, they're already testing a vaccine. I would think that once they've got a vaccine available, that, first of all, I've got some very definite feelings about the idea that all of these people are so afraid of this, like this is the Black Plague or something.
Right.
It's not. It's not. It's not Ebola. It's not none of that stuff. It's a variation on SARS, which there are many variations on SARS.
You know, and I keep hearing people talking about a vaccine. I'm going to tell you, I will never be the first in line for a brand new vaccine, man. Never. I want to see it actually play out and see whether it works and what some of the consequences are, man. I'm not going to be running in line to be the first one to take a vaccine, man.
Right. Well, no. I'm not so, well, you know, half of America doesn't take a flu vaccine.
I don't take one.
Yeah. So, I mean, that idea doesn't surprise me or bother me, but I think once they have a vaccine, I think everybody will loosen up a little bit and they'll be like, oh, things are better. You taking the vaccine? No.
Well, then there'll be a convenient scarlet letter for everyone that's got the vaccine and who doesn't have the vaccine. See, that's right. A whole other can of worms you got to look at, right?
That's right. So. Anyway. It's interesting times, but we got to get out of this... out of this quagmire we find ourselves in, yeah.
Yeah, we're in a holding pattern, man. We're waiting to break out, and we're waiting to see what the next development is. And you know what? There's a whole political component to this thing that I really hate, man. It's like one party is, like, doing everything they possibly can to keep things shut down. And our governor, she's like, okay, so many people have tested positive for having it, and, you know, if it reaches a certain level, then we're going to have to go move back down into, like, from phase 2 to phase 3 or whatever phase reintroduction to society plan she has, man. And I'm like, you know, and it's really hypocritical because it wasn't too long ago she was out on a protest walk, you know, shoulder length and hugging and all within social distancing space that she mandated people should do without a mask on, violating everything she told us to do. And then, you know, we have, you know, maybe a little uptick in diagnosed cases. Doesn't mean that they got the full-blown coronavirus in the hospital on the respirator, but, you know, they tested for having it. Well, gee, we know everyone that tests for having it doesn't have major complications, but, you know, that's not political. That doesn't sell fear. It doesn't make people scared. It doesn't allow you to exert your political power and muck up the system and throw a monkey wrench into the political process for political gain, man. I am just sick and tired of politics, man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But, you know, hey, you get real sick, maybe one of us will run one day, huh?
Something. You know, I talked about this earlier in the show that that this whole thing, in my opinion, has just been designed to try to upend an election. Like, for some reason, they could do that if they don't like the choice that was made. And my biggest problem with this is that the only way to teach teach one side that this is not what you do, this is not the way it's supposed to go, is you got to make them play by their own rules when you get a chance to do that, right?
Right.
The Republicans are never going to do that. They'll get out there and say, we're so much above that. When you get out there, if you would ask a Republican, hey, why did you just take that? I know you're like, I'm taking it like a man and everything, but why did you just take that, and why did you let it happen to us? And in the meantime, you're not making this, making a price to be paid here. We're coming up on the next break. I want you to be able to put out how to find Mr. Ector, and we'll finish this up on the other side when we get back. How do they do that?
Google me, Rick Ector, RickEctor. I am legally armed in Detroit. That's my blog, where I'm at, DetroitCCW.com. Check me out on YouTube, Rick Ector. You can't miss me. Over 2,200 published videos on YouTube.
Rick is a YouTube machine. We'll be right back.
I've been at it for a long time.
This is Lock and Load.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are speaking with Rick Ector.
Yes, man. Hey, I am back, man. And you know what I really was planning on talking about today was, the thing that seems to be, from my perspective, to be like the topic of the day, man. Here in Detroit in Wayne County, Michigan, our local Wayne County prosecutor, she published a presser that she's going to start publishing information about Detroit cops and Wayne County sheriffs, that's the county here in Detroit, publish information with respect to whether they have problems telling the truth. And that was like the topic that I was picking up to talk about today, man. You know, what gun owners need to know about police encounters. And as I was looking over this rather lengthy article in the Detroit News, by and large, man, I believe all law enforcement officers, by and large, are primarily honest. Like any other profession, there's a small percentage of bad apples, 1-2% maybe, maybe 3%, who are, make the whole department look bad and give law enforcement a bad name. And she's stating that she's going to start publishing this information on an ongoing basis, like quarterly, because the public seems to have a desire, for this information. And she's going to put it out there. Well, that's what she's saying. She's saying they do. And, I think she raised a lot of eyebrows when she said she was going to start publishing this information. And I thought, well, hey, as a citizen/consumer, this falls within the public's right to know. Yeah, I would like to know if there's some people working in law enforcement who have issues, with doing their job properly and being ethical and being honest and truthful. I think that's very important. When I hear these types of stories, man, I just think about, my own personal experiences of what that incident was like and how it went down. Like, why in the world was I selected to be pulled over in the first place? And what were the exact details of the stop? some of the games they play when they pull you over. You know, instead of telling you why they pulled you over, they're talking about, well, hey, do you know why I pulled you over? You know, giving you an opportunity to confess on yourself, you know. When was the last time you got pulled? Have you ever received a moving violation?
Oh, yeah.
You have a lot of experience with that, right?
Let me explain something to you. In Europe, when you live in Europe, in Germany,
right.
When I lived in Germany, the Ford, do you remember the Ford Escort? Do you remember that car?
I remember. It was the one, the GT, the one with the 5.0, the really fast one.
Well, the Ford Escort in Germany would do 140 miles per hour. Easily.
Okay, and you know that from looking at the product literature?
Oh, no, I know that from driving them. And, in Germany, on the Super Autobahn in Germany, the speed limit on the Super Autobahn in the 80s was 285 kilometers per hour, which is 187 miles per hour.
Man, a lot of cars can't even go that fast, but okay.
Well, in Germany they can, yeah. In Germany they can. And there would be four lanes on the Super Autobahn. There would be lanes where the American specs cars would go, where, like, I'd have an 85 mile per hour speedometer, and my speedometer needle would be down there in neutral on the shifter, where drive, park, neutral. It'd come all the way around and come out of that and be in neutral. So then you have the economy European cars, and then you have the upscale cars, and then you've got the cars that can go back in time. So when I came back from Europe, for a little bit, I was given some slack because the speed limit through a housing subdivision in Germany was pretty close to a highway speed. It was around 55 miles an hour.
Wow. Right?
So, when I got back, I got a couple of moving violations here and there. Yes, I did.
Man, I tell you, you know, as I've gotten older, and I will say, man, as I've gotten older and grayer, you know, I don't seem to get pulled over, you know, nowhere nearly as much. As a matter of fact, the last time I remember getting pulled over, I got caught up in one of those so-called Detroit police weapons firearm sweeps. This is where every so often they have these designated days by designated units. You know, by whatever means necessary to go out and get, you know, illegally possessed guns off the street, right?
Right.
So I remember I was walking out of my car at a gas station going to the vendor area, and I caught in my peripheral vision that I was about to get hit by a car. So it startled me, and I jumped back. And right as I jumped back, two cops jumped out of a car. And they explained to me earlier, they intentionally engaged my startle reflex so they can catch me off guard so they could sneak up on me and approach me. And, you know, and then they gave me that whole, I saw you favoring your side kind of thing, and we suspect you're illegally carrying a gun kind of thing. And I said, well, I am carrying a gun, but it's legally possessed. I have a concealed pistol license, and here's my identification. And so they took my gun, and then they took my ID. And, you know, the funny part about it is that when they were trying to run my ID through their computer in their car, man, something was broke, and they couldn't actually, you know, get the report back that I was, you know, a legal gun citizen and had a valid concealed carry permit. Man, it's just a bad taste in my mouth. And what was even worse, man, they had my gun completely disassembled, but they took the slide off and took the barrel, you know, out of the slide, you know, off, and gave me all, you know, 18 rounds of my ammunition in one big pile before they sped off. But I guess they figured they had at least 10 seconds before I could load my magazine and put the magazine back into the assembled gun, man. I tell you, just some of the things you experience in the big city, man. But, you know, back to this whole thing of being in the city, man, and police contact, you know, just remember that, you know what, you have rights, so, you know, respect them. I tell people, like my attorney tell me, hey, I don't talk to police. They ask you leading questions. You know, say, look, I don't care to answer that question. Can you please tell me why you stopped me, detained me? If you're going to write me a ticket, write me a ticket. This is not my opportunity to fight why you stopped me and pulled me over. We'll fight it out in court. I'm not giving you grounds to be rough or do whatever it is you feel that you need to do. And I realize that they're under pressure to address crime, but you know what? It's a real sore spot to me when I feel like my rights are being violated, man, just because you got to get so many numbers of guns off the street. And just because I'm in an area that you deem as good for fishing, that since I'm there, that you need to, you know, violate me. But, you know, what, man, I could talk about this forever, but you know what? By all means, know your rights and don't volunteer to voluntarily assist the police to investigate you, man.
That's so we got about a minute left, but so they pulled your gun apart and unloaded your magazine, and then they left.
Yeah, then they left. You know, it was only after, you know, they couldn't, you know, look me up in the system. Had they looked me up, I would have came clean, CPL holder, going on and all that other stuff, man. But, you know what, they have to get so many guns off the street from bad guys, and so they're willing to pull anybody over that they think is good for carrying a gun, you know, if you meet the profile, whatever that is, you know.
Whatever that is, I was about to say.
I guess I'm a black dude in a bad part of town.
Yeah, but, so. I mean, you know, we're getting to the age, Rick, where we get pulled over and they look at us like, nah.
I mean, now, they look at me now at 52 and all this gray. They look at me and be like, psh. You know, they make that little sound like a second they lift and keep on going, like, no way in the world. This old geezer is out here committing crimes and running away, you know, running down the street and hopping fences. So, and they're right, you know.
Thank you very much for joining me this evening. Real quick, tell everybody how they find you.
As always. Yeah. Talk to you next time.
Yes, sir. Planet Rick will be back on front next Thursday. If everything goes the way it's supposed to. Coming up next,
it will.
It's 1911 University with Joe Chambers. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.